Hallelujah. Remain standing for our call to worship this morning. It's in your bulletin. It's also on the screen, and that's followed by the Apostles' Creed.
Well, see, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
And together the prayer. Lord, we recall that when John the Baptist was taken from your people, a greater prophet emerged. Despite that example, we struggle with the new replaces the old. But you are making all things new, and as we approach the Feast of the Nativity, we pray for open hearts and minds so our spirits may be renewed. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Then we sing glory to the Father.